Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Gankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good to be with you this day, which I guess is Wednesday, the 7th of February, 2007. Have all kinds of things to discuss this way and then discuss this day in the way of news stories, and then to get into some things that are going to be happening on this show Friday that I think will be of major interest to those of you who follow Iran and who follow the situation in the Middle East as it pertains to an apparent move toward a third world war. We'll be talking about that a little bit more this morning after the first commercial break. But good news from the broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C. We had a major release that came out this morning entitled Mark Dankoff's America, and specifically Mark Dankoff's America in regard to picking up a new affiliate for the Republic Broadcasting Network, Memphis station WMQM-AM, 50,000-watt station in Memphis, Tennessee, is now airing Mark Dankoff's America for the Republic Broadcasting Network. According to the broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C., the show, which is heard Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, comes through the World Wide Web, International Shortwave, and selected affiliates. And we, in fact, is one of those selected affiliates. Acquired conventional coverage through the addition on February 5th of Memphis WMQM-AM, a 50,000-watt station located at 1600 AM on the dial. It is the first in a series of planned acquisitions of regionally powerful AM stations in the continental United States, designed to bring the Dankoff message and interviewing style to wider listening audiences. Dankoff continues to wear a variety of hats, according to the broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C. Along with the broadcasting role at the Republic Broadcasting Network, he continues to serve as a correspondent for the paleo-conservative Breaking All the Rules news service located in upstate New York, and is a newly acquired correspondent and contributor for Washington, D.C.'s American Free Press. In recent times, he has assumed a part-time pulpit again in South San Antonio's Emanuel Lutheran Church. Once a third-party candidate for the United States Senate in Delaware against Thomas Carper and William Roth in 2000 as the standard-bearer for the Constitution Party, Mark Dankoff has long been associated with the causes of the America First, paleoconservative, anti-globalist, anti-Zionist wing of the American populist right. Yet his guest list for Mark Dankoff's America includes not simply the familiar names and issues of that portion of the American political spectrum, but a larger compendium of contributors from the world of academic, politics, and cultural arenas. This list includes Dr. Michael Chosudovsky of the Center for Research on Globalization, Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo, economics professor at Loyola College and author of The Real Lincoln, Dr. Nabil Abuznaid, the Deputy Chief of Mission for the Palestine Liberation Organization in Washington, D.C., Ms. Jennifer Lowenstein of Oxford University's Forced Migration Review Project, Dr. Richard Cummings of the Association of Retired Intelligence Officers, whose front page news post for Playboy magazine this past month is entitled Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. He also features Dr. Kaveh Farouk, the internationally renowned Persian scholar at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, Persian human rights activist Shireen Nashat of Sarbazan, Dr. Hesham Talawi, the Arab-American host of Current Issues TV, Dilip Hero, author of Blood of the Earth, A Battle for the World's Vanishing Oil Resources and the Iranian Labyrinth, both of Nation Books, and the legendary Chalmers Johnson, who served as a consultant to the Office of National Intelligence Estimates of the Central Intelligence Agency from 1968 to 1972, and has been a lifelong professor at the University of California in Berkeley and San Diego. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have all kinds of things to go through today. This is going to be sort of a house-clearing day for Mark Dankos, America. We have to get into a little bit of this very fine news review that was done by the broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C., which noted the fact that Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network have picked up a new affiliate in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station, WMQM in Memphis. WMQM can be found at AM 1600 in Memphis. And this broadcast interview source story on this acquisition, which came out as of this morning in Washington, D.C., mentions specifically certain things about my own background related to the fact that I am a Lutheran clergyman, that I've long been associated with the American populist right, and I think that that's an important distinction in and of itself. The news release did underscore the fact that I am not a Bush Republican, that I am associated with the anti-Zionist, anti-globalization wing of the American populist right, And that, of course, would translate certainly into an involvement with both the Republic Broadcasting Network and with American Free Press. I hope to be doing some occasional articles and book reviews for AFP, not with super frequency, but with just enough frequency to keep my name out there in regard to what I'm doing with RBN, which is, of course, my primary interest and my primary mission in life at this stage of things. But this Republic Broadcasting Network situation has given me a very unique opportunity to again bring to the fore all kinds of people that you're not going to hear in corporate news media, getting back to some of the guests who are identified, like I'm identified, with the populist right. There will continue to be those kinds of folks coming on this show. I have now obtained a real nice list of about 435 names of folks who represent that perspective that I want to bring on this show, dealing with all kinds of things, direct federal income taxes on American citizens, the whole question of the Federal Reserve Board, this wider neoconservative military expansion in the Middle East, dealing with issues like abortion and homeschooling and federal interference with schooling and with the family and so forth. All of those things definitely are the issues that are closest to our hearts and will continue to be discussed on this show. I think of Charlotte Isserby, for example, the educational expert who was a whistleblower in the first Reagan administration regarding the things that were actually going on there in the Federal Department of Education. She's the sort of person on the real right, that I will continue to bring on to Mark Dankoff's America to inform you and to inform me of what is really happening in our world, what is really happening in our society, what's really happening in our culture. By the same token, as this broadcast interview source news release out of Washington, D.C. mentions this morning, I have also had in recent months people on this show who in some respects are with us on some issues, not with us on other issues, but are folks that I think are worthwhile to have in terms of expanding the outreach of this network into regions of academia and the political and cultural realms that have not been aware of us up to this point, keeping in mind that that's walking a fine line, isn't it, between getting our name out in those circles but maintaining the explicit identity as an outlet of the American populist right, the anti-Zionist, anti-globalist right, and doing that responsibly, I emphasize responsibly, and yet without apology. And as we're going to be talking this morning in coming minutes and in the next couple of hours, I think that the chief news story of our present time is the potential for the expansion of this war in Iraq to Iran. It seems to me that a preemptive military attack on Iran may be just around the corner. This could mushroom very quickly into a full-blown Third World War. I think we are lifting up Pandora's box, the lid on Pandora's box, in regard to this present situation. And a little bit later on this morning, I'm going to be covering all kinds of individual news stories that I hope enable you and me to connect the dots in terms of what's happening. But as far as this broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C. is concerned, they do note that we have had some folks on this show who are representative of a pretty significant list of folks from academia and the political and cultural realms. Again, this list includes Dr. Michael Chosadovsky of the Center of Research on Globalization, Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo, economics professor at Loyola College and author of The Real Lincoln, Dr. Nabil Abuznaid, the Deputy Chief of Mission for the Palestine Liberation Organization in Washington, D.C., Ms. Jennifer Lowenstein of Oxford University's Forced Migration Review Project, Dr. Richard Cummings of the Association of Retired Intelligence Officers, whose front page news post for Playboy magazine this month is entitled, quote, Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, unquote. Dr. Kaveh Farouk, the internationally renowned Persian scholar at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, Persian human rights activist Shireen Nashat of Sarbazan, Dr. Hesham Talawi, the Arab-American host of Current Issues TV, Dilip Hero, author of Blood of the Earth, The Battle for the World's Vanishing Oil Resources, and The Iranian Labyrinth, both of Nation Books, and the legendary Chalmers Johnson, who served as a consultant to the Office of National Intelligence Estimates of the Central Intelligence Agency from 1968 to 72, who taught at the Berkeley and San Diego campuses of the University of California for 30 years, and is the author of a new book entitled Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic. And by the way, Ms. Nashat, Shireen Nashat of Sarbazon, is going to be my guest Friday on this show. I'm also going to have Chalmers Johnson on this show as well on Friday. They will be in two separate time segments. I'll mention shortly what those time segments are for Friday, the 9th of February. But suffice it to say, as we get into the significance of Iran and neoconservative foreign policy in the Middle East and the whole question of a potential expansion of the American and British military situation in that part of the world, these will be two guests that will be absolutely essential for you and me to listen to and to learn from in regard to what seems to be happening. The broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C. then quotes me in regard to why some of these folks have been or will be on my show. And I am quoted as saying the following: I have these people for a reason. They keep things interesting for the listeners, challenge us with ideas we don't always agree with and don't have to, and keep the host informed as well. Staying abreast of who and what is out there is the most demanding aspect of this job. If I can do that, the 3 hours of on-air broadcast time are an enjoyable piece of cake, unquote. That's an accurate quotation of me from the broadcast interview source in Washington, D.C., indicating why it is that a populist right news network like the Republic Broadcasting Network will on occasion have folks on the show bringing up a new book or a new topic or whatever that are either with us on some issues and not on others, and maybe are with us on none of the issues, but have something to say to us that informed listeners of this network need to be on top of. So that is basically what I see as the mission of Mark Gankoff's America on the Republic Broadcasting Network, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas today on this network, and hopefully increasingly so through other conventional affiliates and, of course, by shortwave radio. And as we continue to add possible affiliates for this network and for this show over time, that's simply going to expand the outreach that we have already had when it comes to non-traditional radio that is beginning to have an incredible impact on the market shares of some of the conventional radio outlets, where we are becoming increasingly more competitive in terms of what we cover, as well as getting into households through this day and age of internet technology and shortwave radio technology, who are finding out who we are and discover that there are things that they can listen to on this network that are simply not available to them through the minions of controlled corporate news media. All kinds of things to cover again today. I don't even know where to begin in regard to all of the news articles that I've come across in the last 24 hours. This is an interesting story that I am quoting from in regard to the Lutheran Christian News of Monday, January 29th, 2007. If you are not familiar with Herman Otten, O-T-T-E-N, he is the editor of Christian News based in New Haven, Missouri. That has been the chief conservative Lutheran news weekly since 1962. Pastor Herman Otten has been a past guest on this show. And it's a fascinating newspaper because he covers not simply Lutheran issues, but all kinds of issues that span the spectrum within the debates and events going on in world Christendom generally, always from the conservative Orthodox Lutheran point of view, but with, I think, fairness and charity toward other traditions that have something to say in the information arena that Pastor Otten thinks is worthy of his own constituency and readership. And there's one that comes out on the front page of the Monday, January 29th Christian News. I want to delve into the story in some detail this morning because it's an important story. It gives us the real insight, I think, as to what is going on with the Jewish lobby and the neoconservatives, and the fact that when you say neoconservative, it's oftentimes a charitable reference or euphemism for the Jewish lobby in America. There's a story here that is reprinted on the front page of Christian News, coming from Catholics Apologetics International, I want to cite the source again when we return from a commercial break. And then to get into this article a little bit, as I also mentioned that I'm going to be trying to get the author of that article on this show. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today's kind of a housekeeping day for me in regard to going through a series of news stories with you and talking as well about some very important folks that we're going to have on the show on Friday and also giving you some sort of a roadmap for where we are intending to go in the future with Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To bring to you the best that we can possibly bring in regard to alternatives to corporate media. And as the broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C. was saying today in talking about Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network, we're going to continue to have front and center the real leaders of the American populist right wing on this show, who will continue to talk about the Federal Reserve Board, the direct income tax issue on American citizens, cultural issues like abortion and pornography and gay rights. We'll be talking about the dangers of this neoconservative expansion of this war in the Middle East and what specifically seems to be a coming attack on Iran. All of those things are going to continue front and center on Mark Dankoff's America. And I have a list, as I mentioned earlier on this show, of about 435 some odd people now that have been presented to me as a real good database of individuals who can come on this show to discuss these topics intelligently. That is a list I'm going to be tapping into very shortly as I try to arrange for guests to be coming on this show. By the same token as that news release today for the broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C. mentioned, from time to time we're going to be having some folks on the show who are not necessarily with us on every issue, who are nonetheless going to be of extreme interest to you and to me in regard to what they do have to say, because having those folks before us will continue to expand our horizons, I think, in regard to the much larger picture. You know, one example of that, and I sent her the broadcast interview source news release this morning when I discovered it, is a woman by the name of Jennifer Lowenstein of Oxford University's Forced Migration Review Project. She was on this show some weeks ago, and she's Jewish, hails from Wisconsin, and yet is involved with this Oxford University Forced Migration Review Project, which is designed to expose what has been happening to the Palestinian people in the wake of this Israeli occupation. Jennifer Lowenstein is very much involved in helping the Forced Migration Review expose that tragedy, is trying to get the American people and the world community to do something about that horrible circumstance that, unfortunately, the United States has been a party to in regard to supporting since 1948. But I remember Jennifer Lowenstein, when she first agreed to come on this show, was advised by some people at Oxford University that she would never be given the chance to speak her mind and to really state her issues and her case because the Republic Broadcasting Network was perceived as a far-right American network with a lot of Christian ideology among some of the individual hosts of these shows. And interestingly enough, Oxford University changed its mind. And Jennifer Lowenstein changed her mind about RBN and about our commitment to journalistic freedom after being on Mark Dankoff's America. She got to say what she wanted to say. She was given a full 2 hours to discuss all of her issues and to talk about what they were doing. And lo and behold, she discovered, and Oxford University subsequently discovered, that while we do not back off of the real issues as we see them as populist right-wingers in the United States, we don't back off of an original intent understanding of the Constitution of this country. We do not back off of the issues of tyranny as they are related to things like the Federal Reserve Board and the direct federal income tax on American citizens. We certainly do not back off of what we see as the dangers of an American imperial policy in the Middle East and Central Asia. Having said all of that, Oxford University and Jennifer Lowenstein discovered that we saw in this Forced Migration Review organization something related to the Palestinians that we thought was worthwhile to bring before the listeners of this network. The show is an excellent one. It shortly will be back in our archives again as those are being reposted at RBN. And that show, among many others, I think has brought to you and to me some conversations with some significant people that have something to say that those of us who are on the American populist right need to know about, need to hear, need to be in dialogue with, even as we remain absolutely firm and committed to our own principles. That's a difficult task, admittedly, but I think when you're in the business of political activism, coming from the place in the American spectrum that we do at Republic Broadcasting Network and at American Free Press, and certainly that I do personally, it's at the same time, from time to time, a valuable thing to encounter some people in the wider world who either do or don't agree with us on some issues that nonetheless are such significant people in academia and in the political and cultural realms that we need to be aware of them and from time to time need to take stock of what their publications are saying and what they're bringing before the world in terms of these broadcasts. We will be back. This is Mark Dancoste, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to be back shortly with this whole discussion of this article in Christian News, reprinted from Catholics Apologetics International on the neocons. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Mark Dancoste, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been discussing a series of things this morning, including those that are mentioned at a news release at Broadcast Interview Source of Washington, D.C., talking about this show, Mark Dancoste, America, talking about the Republic Broadcasting Network and some of the things that we hope to be doing in the past and present and future on this show. And one of the things specifically that Broadcast Interview Source of Washington talked about this morning is the fact that we have picked up a new affiliate, a 50,000-watt affiliate in Memphis, Tennessee, WMQM AM 1600, which is going to be carrying Mark Dankos America for the Republic Broadcasting Network. I think that's an exciting thing on top of the expansion that we hope to have with other affiliates and certainly with the expansion of my shortwave coverage on this show and then the continued development of what we're doing with Internet broadcasting as well. This is a complete end run around corporate media, and you're a part of it. If you are listening to this station, you are a part of the end run around corporate media for all the right reasons, we hope. And that leads into an appeal for you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network, which you can do at republicbroadcasting.org. That's our new location on the World Wide Web, republicbroadcasting.org. You can support this network with your gifts to the extent that you're able to do so by contacting us there or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or again at republicbroadcasting.org. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. That can be yours for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by, again, contacting us at republicbroadcasting.org or at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719. If you have anything to say to me or to ask this morning, while we're on the air, you can call me at 1-800-313-9443. That live call-in number again is 1-800-313-9443. Getting back a little bit to this broadcast interview source news release that came out of Washington this morning in regard to Mark Dankos America and the Republic Broadcasting Network, there are all kinds of things contained in this release that are worth your time. But suffice it to say that it does a pretty good job, I think, of identifying who I am and what the Republic Broadcasting Network is. And this, at the same time, gets into a whole question of the guests that we have, both those that are specifically identified with the American populist right wing, which is, of course, who we are, as well as some folks that are either with us or not with us on some issues that will appear on this show from time to time simply because they're people who have such an impact on the wider world of academia and politics and culture that we really need to have some acquaintance with them. In regard to that, there are a couple of other things I wanted to say. Dr. Richard Cummings was a guest on this show some days ago, I think a week ago yesterday. As I mentioned at the time, Dr. Cummings is a graduate of both Princeton and Cambridge. He writes for LouRockwell.com, the very fine libertarian site that many of you look at. There is a Richard Cummings archive at LouRockwell.com that's well worth your time. And Dr. Cummings was for years, in addition to being an international lawyer, was involved with the Agency for International Development in places like Jordan and Israel. He is a Middle Eastern consultant for Pat Buchanan's The American Conservative, and is somebody who also gets into the business of writing plays. He's a playwright, and right now there is a play up there in New York that is going on that he is the author of. So he's a fascinating fellow, and he recently had a front-page news post for a publication that I don't like for all the obvious reasons, Playboy Magazine. That's not something as a paleo conservative and a Christian pastor that I normally mention to people. But you can look at Dr. Cummings' article online for that publication without being involved in the rest of it. And the post is entitled Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. When Cummings was on this show eight or nine days ago, he was talking about all of the specifics that surround the Lockheed Corporation and their role not simply in the Iraq War and helping to get it started, but some of the specific folks at Lockheed who urged upon the United States government the present military strategy or lack of it thereof that has been going on in the Iraq War related to all kinds of high-tech weapons with fewer boots on the ground than a lot of people, including General Eric Shinseki, were saying was possible for a successful prosecution of that war and occupation. And Dr. Cummings tells us in that front page post for Playboy entitled Lockheed Stock and Two Smoking Barrels that there are some specific reasons behind that strategy, not simply the decision to intervene, but the particular military strategy that has been employed under Rumsfeld and others in these last 3.5 years that are specifically traceable to Lockheed and the agenda of that particular defense contractor. Fascinating thesis with a lot of data behind it, and the broadcast interview source of Washington made specific reference to that story and to Cummings' appearance on this network when it did its release. And that, again, is an example of what I hope will be the wider expansion of this show and the wider expansion of the influence of the Republic Broadcasting Network over time. Again, back to what we were talking about before the break in regard to a couple of issues. One is Friday's show. I'll skip that one for just a second because we'll have more time to discuss that in the next couple of hours. But I wanted to mention Dr. Hesham Talawi on this show. He has been a guest on Mark Dankoff's America. He has been on the Republic Broadcasting Network probably at least several times. He's an Arab-American host of something called Current Issues Television. That is an online television service that you can watch through your computer. He had asked me at the last minute to come on as a guest last night because his scheduled guest had a last-minute conflict. That last-minute conflict was then resolved so that I didn't have to go on, which was fine by me because I was so busy last night trying to get caught up with things that it gave me a little bit of a breather in terms of getting ready for this morning's show. But I'm going to be on that show this coming Tuesday evening. That's going to be with Dr. Hesham Talawi, the Arab-American host of Current Issues TV. If you're not doing anything this coming Tuesday night, from 6:30 p.m. Central Time onward, and I believe it's a 3-hour show. I have to go back and check the Current Issues TV site just to be sure on this, but I believe it's 3 hours that he has his live internet television show on Tuesday evenings. I know it begins at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am going to be the guest or a guest, one of the two, on that show this coming Tuesday evening. So if you check out Current Issues Television and Dr. Hesham Talawi, T-I-L-L-A-W-I, and look for that show this coming Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. You are, during the course of that 3 hours of time, you are most likely to find me doing my bit on that station at that particular time. The topic, at least for my portion of that show, is going to be Christian Zionism. We're going to be talking about some of the specific players in it, its history, its ideology, the people who are behind it, past, present, and future, and what it is that the Christian Zionists are trying to achieve when it comes to influence with American foreign policy and the pro-Zionist perspective. So that's going to be this coming Tuesday evening with Dr. Hesham Talawi, T-I-L-L-A-W-I, and that will be an online television show at Current Issues Television. So if you get a chance, tune that in, and I think you will not be disappointed. Getting back then to what we were talking about, that is on the front page of the January 29th Christian News. Christian News reprints all kinds of things with attribution from other sources around the world. This particular source is a gentleman by the name of Robert A. Sungenis, I'm going to suspect is the pronunciation of his last name. That's S-U-N-G-E-N-I-S, Sungenis. He has an earned Ph.D. Looking at his biography this morning on his website, which is Catholics Apologetics International. You can find that at CatholicINTL.com. That's CatholicINTL.com. Sungenis has a specific story there that has been revised and expanded as of 10/23/06. And the title of this thing is Neoconservatives and the Jewish Connection. Again, I'm going to read a good percentage of this article this morning because it will get at the bottom of what I think the problem is with American foreign policy in the Middle East. But more importantly, there is one fact that comes forth in this article that is absolutely significant in regard to the way in which the Jewish neocons utilize certain friendly, to quote Michael Collins Piper, Judas Goats sources to get the pro-Zionist line across in places where the Zionists need to influence public opinion. And that occurs chiefly in the American conservative movement and in the American Christian right. For obvious reasons, the Zionist movement and the Israeli government specifically have decided that this element in the American right and in the American Christian right is a particular source of significant work on behalf of the State of Israel when it's manipulated properly. There's money there, there's activism, there's influence. It gets the Zionist message across to what is arguably the most significant non-Jewish constituency in the country for the Israeli and pro-Zionist point of view. But in Soon-Gainis' article for Catholics Apologetics International, he talks specifically about Father Richard John Newhouse. If you're not familiar with Newhouse, you need to be. He is an ex-Missouri Synod Lutheran pastor who converted to Roman Catholicism, and he has been a very significant figure in regard to neoconservative publishing. And as you look this morning at the article entitled Neocons and the Jewish Connection, again authored by Robert A. Soon-Gainis of Catholics Apologetics International, he emphasizes that Father Richard John Newhouse has received $8,207,500 from the neoconservative Jewish lobby over a very long period of time from their specific foundations. I'm going to repeat that again. According to Robert Soon-Gainis of Catholics Apologetics International, Richard John Newhouse has received $8,207,500 over the years from foundations associated with neoconservative and Jewish causes and agents of influence. So as you go through this whole thing and look at the article as we have it this morning, reprinted in Herman Otten's Christian News of January 29th, there is a specific conversation about this whole business of Richard John Newhouse. Picking up then as far as the whole article is concerned with Soon-Gainis, he says in one paragraph, there you have it. They're trying to bribe us with their money coffers. Incidentally, Vree also adds that the Catholic magazines Crisis and First Things were also approached by these neocon capitalists with similar financial offers. Not surprisingly, Deal Hudson and Father Richard John Newhouse both accepted. The culprits in the Newhouse case were Norman Podhoretz and his wife Midge Dechter, which in exchange for giving him Jewish financial backing, required him to support the Zionist neocon agenda. As we saw in our last article, Newhouse has gladly capitulated for the last 15 years. The latest issue of First Things has an article with the title, quote, How to Think About Zionism, unquote, advancing the ludicrous argument that since the ancient Jews didn't read past the Pentateuch, then as far as today's Israelis are concerned, the promised land was never received from God and thus have the right to possess it now. And this is the key sentence in what is being discussed here. Incidentally, records show that since 1990, First Things has received a whopping $8,217,500 from these neoconservative foundations. Again, that is according to Robert A. Soon-Gainis, Ph.D., of the Catholics Apologetics International Organization, which you can find at CatholicINTL.com. I'm going to try and get Soon-Gainis on the show at some point to discuss this article, along with many other things that he's written. And I'm aware of this thanks to Herman Otten of the Lutheran Christian News, whose Monday, January 29th issue makes reference to this story on the front page. Again, that's Richard John Newhouse, Father Richard John Newhouse, ex-Missouri Synod Lutheran minister, now Roman Catholic priest, and the editor of, among other things, First Things. He has received $8,207,500 from neoconservative foundations that have direct links, of course, to the Israeli lobby and direct and indirect links to the government of Israel. Just another example, it seems to me, of the kind of infiltration that has taken place within allegedly Christian circles, within the mainstream American conservative movement, where things that are totally outside the tradition of the American right historically have wound their way into the movement through this type of infiltration. Gets back again to what Michael Collins Piper has written about in his book, The Judas Goats. When we understand the methodology of the enemy and look at some of the specific test cases that involve the infiltration of the American right on behalf of Jewish causes and Jewish supporters and so forth, it becomes very clear what's happened. And when this whole thing is analyzed, it's quite sad in terms of its implications, because it shows the extent to which so many of us have been absolutely duped. So Tuesday night, when I'm on Dr. Hesham Talawi's show, Current Issues Television, that will air this coming Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and for 3 hours thereafter, we will get into the whole question of not only Christian Zionism as an ideology and in terms of its historic development, but we will be chatting, I'm sure, about who some of these agents of influence are that have been so effective in bringing the Zionist perspective into millions of American homes. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, we're glad to have Memphis 50,000 Watt affiliate WMQM AM as our new partner in this whole endeavor with Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network, a broadcast interview source of Washington, D.C., as I've been mentioning in the last hour, has issued a news release in regard to this show and this network and the fact that we have picked up Memphis affiliate WMQM AM, 1600 AM on the dial for those of you who are in Memphis, Tennessee, and the whole expanded target area of that 50,000 watt station there. We've been talking about a series of news articles today this morning as well that have absolute importance for you and for me as we get into a further dissection of what I have personally concluded continues to be the most important daily and weekly news story on this show anyway, and that's what apparently is coming about in regard to an attack on Iran and an expansion of the neoconservative movement in American foreign policy to include a preemption of Iran, potentially with tactical nuclear weapons, possibly to be followed by some sort of a conventional invasion. That's going to be a story to watch in the days ahead, because if that happens, quite clearly, we're going to be talking about a brave new world in regard to where we go from here, both in the United States and throughout the entire world, if this thing happens. Plenty of indication that it's going to happen, and I hope I'm wrong, but it certainly looks that way. And on Friday, as I have mentioned, we are going to have two guests on this show. They're going to be discussing many aspects of this Iranian situation for your benefit and for mine. Shireen Nashat, N-E-S-H-A-T, of Sarbazan, which is an Iranian human rights organization, which has a specific interest in the history of the Imperial Iranian Armed Forces during the Pahlavi regime. She's going to be on Friday morning for about an hour and a half. And then Chalmers Johnson, who is a consultant to the Office of National Intelligence Estimates for the CIA from 1968 to 72, and has been a professor at the University of California for 30 years, both at their Berkeley and San Diego campuses, is also going to be on to discuss his new book, Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic. Both of those guests, I think, will be fascinating in terms of the light they shed on what is going on and what we're likely to see in the days and months ahead as we push toward a situation that I think, if it does happen, will be absolutely cataclysmic. Also wanted to mention, of course, that in the next 8 to 10 minutes or so, we're going to have a series of commercial interruptions, which is part of our total package on the show, and then there will be a longer period of time for a more extended conversation. You can always call me today at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. If you have a question about the broadcast interview source news release on Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network, or if you'd like to discuss some news items, we will be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Going to be getting back into the specifics of some news items and delving into what corporate media has not told you today and what it means. Stay tuned.